This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A former Marine One helicopter crew member for President George W. Bush has been sentenced to jail after rioting for Donald Trump. John Andrees, 37, of Piney Point, Maryland, was sentenced to 12 months and 1 day in prison for his role in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Andrees pleaded guilty to a felony count of obstruction of an official proceeding, Congress's certification of the presidential election results to elect Joe Biden. In addition to his prison term, Andrees must pay $2,000 in restitution and will serve probation for 3 years after his release from prison. Andrees illegally entered the Capitol building through a broken window near the Senate wing door just 2 minutes after other rioters initially breached the Capitol. Once inside, he proceeded to the crypt and was among rioters who attempted to push past U.S. Capitol Police officers. Eventually, Andrees and others were able to surge forward past the officers and further into the building. Andrees then made his way to the House of Representatives chamber, where he filmed himself saying, "Think they're scared yet?" and "I think the police have gotten the message. We ain't backing down." Andrees' sentence was below the 15 to 21 months in his plea agreement. Federal judges are not bound to follow sentencing guidelines. Painting zebra stripes on cows wards off biting flies. The measure reduces the number of biting flies on cows by more than half. Biting flies are one of the great banes of cows worldwide. The irritating insects cause cows to graze less, eat less, sleep less, and also to bunch together into tightly clumped groups, which stresses the animals and leads to more injuries. The damage done by biting flies causes $2.2 billion in yearly economic losses for the U.S. cattle industry alone. Seeking a solution to this situation, a team of Japanese researchers cleverly applied lessons from research on zebras. Animal scientists have long pondered the function of zebras' distinct stripes, and a growing consensus now suggests that they deter insects, possibly by confusing bugs' motion detection systems that control approach and landing. 6 Japanese black cows were painted with black and white stripes, which took just 5 minutes per cow. The apparent effects of the stripes were remarkable. The number of biting flies observed on zebra-striped cows was less than half the number seen on unpainted cows. Moreover, zebra striping reduced fly-repelling behaviors by about 20%, indicating that the cows were less bothered by the insects. The cattle industry commonly sprays pesticides to combat biting flies, but the researchers say that painting stripes with non-toxic materials could be cheaper, healthier for livestock, and better for the environment. A flip of Earth's magnetic poles 42,000 years ago may have led to mass extinctions. The period is called the Lachance excursion. Research into the period used precise carbon dating obtained from ancient tree fossils. The environmental effects of the geomagnetic reversal are evident in the fossilized rings of New Zealand swamp kauri trees. Researchers found a substantial increase in the carbon-14 content of the atmosphere at that time, culminating during the period of weakening magnetic field strength before the magnetic fields of the North and South Pole reversed. Researchers found that the geomagnetic field minimum caused substantial changes in atmospheric ozone concentration that drove simultaneous global climate and environmental effects. The team studied how a changing magnetic field affects atmospheric weather patterns. Their results showed that the increase of charged particles entering the atmosphere resulted in a rise in atmospheric hydrogen and nitrogen oxides. That decreased the ozone from shielding Earth from ultraviolet radiation and also disrupted sunlight from reaching the atmosphere, leading to a large-scale cooling of our planet. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.